You're listening to Franz Liszt's Mephisto Waltz. Classical music, especially opera, loves the devil. Bass Samuel Ramey should know. Ramey spent the last 30 years playing the devil in leading opera houses all over the world. His recent collection of arias is called A Date with the Devil. Ramey told Anne Strainchamps about the different devils he's sung.
There's Mephistopheles, Boito's Mephistopheles. There's Gounod's Mephistopheles from Faust. There's Berlioz's Damnation of Faust, also Mephistopheles. There's Nick Shadow in Stravinsky's Rake's Progress. There's Bertrand and Robert le Diable. There's the four villains from Tales of Hoffman who are kind of devilish type characters.
Well, how different are they all?
They're all very different. Very different stylistically, musically.
Musically, how about in terms of the devil's character?
They're all quite different, actually, because it's all different styles of music, you know, mm-hmm. So that's going to also affect how you portray a character as well.
Well, for instance, you've really championed the Boito opera, right? That version of...
Yes, right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
What's that devil like?
That's probably the most, I mean, really devilish part. I mean, really nasty character. You know, he's probably the nastiest of all of them. You see him more the devil as you expect to see what the devil looks like. Gounod's Mephistopheles and Berlioz's Mephistopheles are both really the devil in disguise. You know, they're very charming, bon vivant type gentleman, you know, usually. And Nick Shadow from the Rake's Progress is also a very, of course, they're also depending on the production, but he can be also a very sort of charming.
So the devil can either be a very seductive, smooth, sophisticated.
He has to be. Yeah.
Yes,
he has
person,
to be. Yeah.
Or he can be immediately terrifying.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Huh.
Now, what do you do vocally to create those different types of devils?
Well, there are some vocal effects that you can insert, shall we say, to sort of give a evil, demonic sort of character to the voice, you know. It's sort of, as my teacher likes to call it, you know, you need to give a little snarl in your voice. Your voice has to have a little snarl.
Is the snarl in the Boito style, the out-and-out evil devil?
Well, yeah, a lot of it in that part. But also in the Gounod and the Berlioz, there can be a little bit of that too, you know, once in a while. Because, you know, once in a while, his evilness sort of comes through.
So many of the roles of the devil that you've played have been in different versions of the story of Faust mm-hmm. and Mephistopheles.
Right.
What do you think is the appeal of that particular story, that it's lasted so long and there's so many different versions of it?
I don't know. I think it's just the appeal of, you know, the man being tempted by evil and the eventual triumph of good over evil. I think that's really what draws people to the basic story.
Triumph of good over evil, but at some loss.
Some loss.
Maintenant, chantons à cette belle une chanson morale pour la pèdre.
Does he develop in the Gounod or the Berlioz? Does he start out simply charming and smooth, and then does he get sort of darker and scarier as the opera goes on?
Yes, to a certain extent, yeah. It also depends on the production. There's one scene in Gounod's Faust, which is the Walpurgis Night scene, which is supposedly takes place, you know, in sort of a hell, a representation of hell. And it's a big orgy scene, and that's where he's sort of his nastiest. But very often that scene is cut because it's also a scene with a lot of ballet, and many opera companies don't like to go to the expense of using the ballet, and it also makes it for a very long evening as well. But the, in general, I think, the character can, depending on the production, can go that way. He gets darker as the evening goes on.
What do you love about playing the devil? Is it an especially enjoyable role? Is it simply that the music is ravishing and it's wonderful to have a chance to sing that music? Or
well,
is there, you know, the role itself?
It's really the part. I mean, it's, I always say, the bad guys always have more fun than the good guys, I very seldom get to play a really good guy. But it's really the parts because, they're very dramatic. They call for good acting, and those are the kind of parts that I like to do, that have real personality and real character.
Though some people, I suppose, might have trouble calling out an evil persona in themselves over and over and over again.
Well, maybe some people, I don't know. Most people who know me think that I'm a relatively nice guy, and they're always very surprised that I can be so mean on stage.
Samuel Raimi's new CD is called A Date with the Devil. Anne Strangeshemp spoke with him.